Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, your automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the love of God, to let you know what Jesus can do, how that the Lord can really change your life and make your future brighter than your past. The Lord can really make the difference on the inside. Because as Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore if any man be in Christ, that includes the women too, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things come new. Yes, Jesus will transform your life. You won't be the same anymore. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost field ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. The Lord has blessed us to have some powerful services in the jails and prisons before the coronavirus closed them. Praise God. Yes, this is in July of 2022. Praise God. And we still were getting ready to go into the next phase. As soon as we get the green light, we move into the jails and prisons to minister to those that behind prison bars. But we're still on radio preaching the gospel. During the month of July, we're going to be continuing the message talking about the life of a Christian. So call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for this exciting message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. When Jesus moves in, the devil is cast out. You can't mix the two together.
Amen.
Because oil and water do not mix, nor do light and darkness mix. But Jesus comes on the inside and moves the devil completely out. That's why Jesus said in the Gospel according to St. John 8:36, for he that the Son set free is free indeed. Jesus will set you free. Yes, he will. Put the devil where he belongs, that is under your feet. You can't serve God living in sin. Nobody can serve God with sin in their life. The devil got a lot of Christians pretending they are serving the Lord, pretending they are going to heaven. Time out for pretending. We got to be real. This is a no-so salvation. You got to know the Lord has delivered you from your sins. You cannot serve God sinning, doing wrong. That's pretending. But Jesus come to make us real. Praise the Lord. Amen. Make us real. Glory to God. Yes, let's go to 1 John, the 5th chapter, and start reading it, verse number 1. What did the Word of God say, Missionary Velvet?
Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him, that begotteth, loveth him also, that is begotten of him.
Yes, if you believe that Jesus Christ, Jesus is the Christ, is born of God. Yes, Jesus is the way to get to God. He is the way to get to heaven. You cannot get to God no other way but through Jesus.
Amen.
And people need to understand that. There's a lot of people try to look over top of Jesus, act like he's just a spiritual teacher, act like that he's the little man. Act like that he's not important. They try other means. But I'm here on radio to declare to let you know, Muhammad is not the way. The Virgin Mary is not the way. Buddha is not the way. But Jesus said in St. John 14 and 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man come to the Father but by me. That's the reason why I preach Jesus. In the jails and prisons, I stress it. Jesus, J-E-S-U-S. Jesus is the one that can set you free. He's the one that can deliver you from your sins and put the devil where he belongs that is under your feet. There's power in the name of Jesus. That's why I love to preach it. That's why I love to pray, the prayer of faith. Because in the name above every name, that is the name of Jesus, because in that name, miracles can take place. Bodies can be healed because there's power in that name. And the devil knows it. That's the reason why the devil got a lot of people trying to leave Jesus' name out. They're talking about God. A lot of people talk about God, but they will not talk about Jesus. But I'm here to let you know, Jesus is the door. He is the one that can get you to God, because you cannot get to the Almighty except you go through Jesus. Amen. Praise God. That's the reason why I'm a Jesus man. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to promote Jesus too. I'm going to lift it up high. Praise God. What did the Bible say, Missionary Velvet?
By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments.
Yes. We are life of a Christian. When Jesus moves in, you will love to keep the commandments of God. We live in an age where people feel like you won't have to keep the commandments. But I'm here to let you know, it's written in that Bible, if you love the Lord, you will keep his commandments. His commandments is for us to live right, obey his word, keep his statutes and commandments every day. Praise the Lord. Amen. Keep his word. Have it in your heart. Because that's what he said in Jeremiah 31:31. He's going to put the law in our hearts. He didn't say throw it out the window. He said, put it in our heart so that we can live right. Jesus is the word. Yes, he is. He's the word. Praise God. What did the Bible say, Missionary Velvet?
It said, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous.
Amen. Y'all heard what that Bible said? Amen. That is the love of God. A lot of people say they love God. But how can you love God if you cannot obey his word? God's commandments are not grievous. This is not what you call slavery over here. God don't have no slavery. We serve the Lord because we love the Lord. I love the Lord. I want to do this. I love the Lord. I don't want to live in sin. I don't want to be a slave to the devil. The devil will have people doing things they know is wrong. And they do it anyway. That's why Paul testified in the 7th chapter of Romans, when I would do good, evil was present. The devil will have you doing things you know is wrong. Drinking and can't help yourself. Smoking and can't help yourself. On drugs, can't help yourself. Amen. People just going around trying to support that drug habit. Stealing and robbing, trying to support that drug habit, because the devil got you a slave. That's slavery. Sin is slavery. But when you serve the Lord and live for Jesus and keep his commandments, it's there. You do it because of free will, because of love, because I love the Lord. I love him. That's why I live right. That's why I obey his commandments. That's why, amen, I love to pray and seek the Lord, because I love him. If you love him, you will live right. You will obey his word. You will walk every day in the word of God, because you love the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, because if you love the Lord, you will keep his commandments. Amen. I'm telling you the truth. It's time to love the Lord. It's time to keep his commandments. Amen. Praise God. I'm telling you, it's enough, amen, tongue talking. Talking about they love God, love God. How can you love God if you're not doing what he said? I'm telling you the truth. Amen. Jesus said, by their fruit you should know them. Amen. You ain't got no fruit. All you got is talk. Just talking about you love the Lord. I'm telling you, but it's time to demonstrate it. Show it by the way you conduct yourself. By your conversation. How you treat people. Amen. If you love the Lord, you will love your neighbor. You'll love your friends. Praise God. You'll love your enemies. You'll do good to them that curse you out. Forgive those that done you wrong. That's love. I'm telling you the truth. You'll love people. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast. Because it's time to live right. It's time to serve the Lord.
Amen.
Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the opening of today's message today. Lord, it's time to live for Jesus. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your blood. Lord, clean them up. Make them a true saint of God. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, though they're sick in their bodies. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Lord, deliver them and set them free from what the devil got them tied to. Lord, I want you to look on the people that's out there in radio land. You know what they have need of. Lord, deliver the people and set them free. Lord, do these things. We'll give your name the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise him, praise him. The song said, my soul said yes to the Lord. We must say yes to him, hallelujah. And allow Jesus to rule in our lives so that we can be able to obey God's statutes and commandments, hallelujah. You heard that prayer message from Ella Holmes. To seek counsel from God and humble yourself. And say, Lord, here I am. Mold me and make me into what I need to be. And he would do that for you, hallelujah. Don't be behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. We really do. But as I often say, Jesus loves you even more. And he died and rose again just for you. He have a special place just for you. All you have to do is run into his arms and allow him to take control. Those in the free world, we thank you for your prayers and support of our ministry. Jesus loves you also and want to be able to rule fully in your lives too. He has a blessing with your name on it. Remember that God loves you with an everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, hallelujah, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I encourage and implore you to give him a chance. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself. As soon as we get the green light, we get ready to go back into the jails and prisons doing what the Lord called us to do. Spanish-speaking, everybody's ready for Spanish material because Jesus loves the Spanish-speaking people. Yes, he does. Praise God. So this broadcast is Chaplain William Holmes along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.
This train is bound for glory.